Welcome to the Daily Bolster. Each day, we welcome transformational executives to share their real-world experiences and practical advice about scaling yourself, your team, and your business.
Welcome to the Daily Bolster. I'm Matt Blumberg, co-founder and CEO of Bolster, and I'm here today with Mark Friedman. Mark is a data-driven CMO. He has worked over the years for some really storied brands like Brooks Brothers and Eddie Bauer and Steve Madden and others. And I'm thrilled to have him here today. Mark, good to see you.
Nice to see you, Matt. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, so here's my question for you today. We have a lot of people who listen to this podcast and a lot of people we work with at Bolster are first-time CEOs. And if you're doing a good job as a first-time CEO, at some point you start hiring full-fledged senior executives, and you're hiring people who are, you know, maybe more experienced than you, almost certainly more experienced than you in their function, you know, probably older than you, wiser than you, all sorts of things like that. And sometimes CEOs don't know kind of what questions to ask when they're in those interviews. So as a career kind of very digital data-focused CMO, how would you advise a CEO sort of questions, maybe your top few questions that they should ask a CMO candidate if they really want to understand, is this person that I might bring on board as a CMO, do they have enough of an analytic orientation? Are they you know, true data geek, data and analytic geek?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny that you asked the question that way. I don't know that you need to be the data geek. You need to know enough to be dangerous and to direct the people underneath you and to know what you really need to have in your business. But that said, let's assume that they're going to go down that path. You know, one of the first things for me is, you know, asking the CMO, what are the key metrics, you know, that you want to be tracking in the digital and the omni business? Things like, you know, cost of customer acquisition, CAC to LTV metrics, understanding who your best buyers are, and, you know, your increase from year to year and what you can get out of your best customers. So all those, you know, what are the key metrics? You know, it's around traffic and conversion and average order, things like that.
Right. Then fluency, you know, fluency with metrics. I like that.
Yeah. So yep. I think that's important. And then, you know, the next one, which is really kind of a metric thing, but also something that I'm not sure that you hear enough about. And that is, you know, if you have a budget of $100 for your marketing spend and your boss comes into you and says, look, I've got another $100 in my pocket that's burning a hole. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to be thinking about where you should be spending the next dollar of marketing spend? And, you know, there's when I talk to folks about attribution, I refer to it as the A word because nobody ever really wants to talk about attribution. But that's really important in understanding where should you spend the next dollar. So I think getting that question out to a prospective CMO is certainly important. And then, you know,
the financially oriented person within me, I like the framing of that question because it's optimistic. The financially oriented person in me would ask it the other way, which is, if I come in to see you and I need to tell you, and you have to cut $100 from your budget, where is it coming from?
Well,
it's the same question.
It's the same, you know, concept. But what I came to find is that there were just so many people that weren't thinking of it that way. And they were kind of myopic in the channel, you know, and it comes back to, you know, just understanding where the pressure, you know, where when you put pressure from a marketing perspective, where is it going to come out the other end in the sense of sales? And I could be doing more store traffic driving, or I could be more digital traffic driving, or heaven forbid, I actually want to mail a catalog, which will drive traffic. So, you know, really understanding that I think is key.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the third thing I'd be asking is, you know, what's their sophistication or understanding about predictive modeling? And whether we talk about AI or not AI, you know, I think that if you want to grow your business, being able to use predictive modeling of how do I find people that look alike the customers that I already have. That will help me expand the predictive modeling capabilities, you know, keep getting, you know, better and better. And, you know, not only is it about prospecting for new customers, it's, you know, if I have an email for, let's get a little tactical, if I have an email that we want to send out for people to push jeans, you know, we want to be able to mail it to people, to email it to people that have purchased jeans in the past. But more importantly, you know, can we look at the data? Will you have the tools available to you to look at the data and send that email to people that want to buy jeans, even though they haven't demonstrated that they would do it before?
All right. I like all three of those, and I will file those away. Hopefully everyone watching today appreciated the wisdom as well. Mark Friedman, career CMO, data-oriented, data-driven CMO on how to interview a data-driven and data-oriented CMO. Thanks so much for joining me.
Good to see you, Matt. Thank you.